If one had to come up with a single word for Tim Burton's movies, starting with Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands, that word could be quirky. His new movie opening tomorrow is Quintessential Burton, an animated adaptation of the Frankenstein story. This time, a little boy brings his dog back to life.
He'll always be in your heart.
I don't want him in my heart. I want him here with me.
The movie is Frankenweenie. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco met with Tim Burton in Santa Monica to talk with him about his films and his recurring motif of the childlike, eccentric loner.
Tim Burton says Frankenweenie is his most personal film, based on his memories of growing up in Burbank, California in the 1950s. Like his main character, Victor, Burton had a beloved dog who died.
Pepe. He was a mutt.
And like Victor, Burton grew up in the suburbs making Super 8 films. He watched horror movies and played in the nearby cemetery.
Being there felt very sort of somber and humble and quite thoughtful. It was a place that I found romantic and dramatic.
Just a few avenues away were Disney's animation studios, Warner Brothers, and Universal Pictures. But Burton says they seemed out of reach.
You kind of feel like you're alone and nobody understands you, and but I felt quite normal at the same time, and other people felt weird.
The seemingly odd, misunderstood loner who triumphs with his imagination and creativity and heart, it's the archetype Burton has used in most of his films. Take Edward Scissorhands, about a soulful young man whose hands are made of scissors.
Hold me.
Edward Scissorhands is feared in the suburbs, but ultimately prevails after creating elaborate topiaries and ice sculptures. Then there's Burton's homage to cult filmmaker Ed Wood, a cross-dresser who befriends aging horror actor Bela Lugosi and earnestly produces B-movie masterpieces.
This is the one I'll be remembered for.
Really? Worst film you ever saw?
You can see the quirky outsider motif in Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
You see it in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
It comes up again in Burton's version of Batman, in Nightmare Before Christmas, Sweeney Todd, even his Alice in Wonderland remake.
Curious and curious.
You're back.
Burton says he continues to identify with the peculiar nonconformist motif, despite the fact that he happily lives far from Hollywood with actress Helena Bonham Carter and their children in London, despite being able to continuously work with friends Johnny Depp and composer Danny Elfman, and despite his many successes.
You start out feeling with those feelings, and then you can have a big family, lots of friends, but you still feel those feelings, you're still like, it doesn't never leave you, You still can go right back to that place so quickly, it's kind of scary, really.
Tim Burton studied animation at the California Institute of the Arts, which was founded by Walt Disney. He's still a legend among CalArts students.
He altered his door to his dorm room. It's in the Tim Burton style. It's crooked. It's very angular.
In the animation department, students Amanda Candler and Bosuke Coburn appreciate Burton's style.
Stripes and black and white spirals.
You have the whimsy for the kids. Then you have the dark stuff and very mature humor.
Like her classmates, Rose Browner says she grew up identifying with Tim Burton's films.
It's like the sort of isolating quality and monotony of suburbia, and then introducing like a sort of dark, twisted element in it, and I can completely relate to that.
Browner says she was the only goth kid in her high school in a suburb of Milwaukee.
My nickname through school was like Satan. So they were just like...
They didn't beat around the bush for that, yeah.
And I think with Tim Burton, his work gives people like me permission to be weird. Like, sometimes I go home from school and think, oh, it doesn't pay to be weird. And then you see Tim Burton like, oh, but it does.
Burton helped revolutionize modern animation with his pop surrealist sensibility, says student Vitaly Strokas.
Disney and a lot of stuff at the time was all about the cute and cuddly and, he made the grotesque really accessible to everyone and really appealing.
It's somewhat ironic, then, that Tim Burton got his start after college as an animator at Disney Studios. He admits he was miserable there.
I realized I really was not good at their style, and so it was actually quite depressing. So I was actually quite lucky to be able to then move off, and, you know, being a bad animator basically saved me in a way, because I was just, I'd be some, you know, alcoholic in a gutter somewhere drawing cute foxes.
It was during his time at Disney in 1984 that he first shot Frankenweenie as a live-action movie. The studio wrote it off as being too strange. Now it's releasing his new stop-motion animation version. Disney's California Adventure theme park has on display some of the puppets and drawings Burton used in the movie, and Disneyland features his Nightmare Before Christmas characters.
He appeals to a cult audience, I mean, audience that feels a deep, personal, intense connection to Tim and his work, and a commercial audience, a large filmy audience that sees it as edgy, but not too edgy.
Ron Maliazzi is a curator at New York's Museum of Modern Art. He's responsible for a wildly popular exhibition of Tim Burton's artwork.
Tim's work is inspiring because of his connection to childhood and that notion that nothing that a child does is bad. I mean, he continued to absorb all that pop culture that was thought of as not worthy of a child's time, that sketching monsters. Tim never lost faith in that.
Back in Santa Monica, after my interview with the filmmaker ends, I can't resist showing off some very Tim Burton-like sketches by my nephew, Dashiell Del Barco.
My nephew, 7 years old. He obviously loves your work. Yeah. So wow. These are some of them.
Wow, that's amazing. That's beautiful. See, that's the thing. Kids' drawings are so incredible, and it's like they reach a certain age and then they go, oh, well, I can't really draw. And it's like, well, look at this. You know, this is great. I wish I could draw like that.
You do draw like that.
You know, but I mean, there's something about it that's just very pure. And, you know, I think a lot of artists, they have that purity, and then they spend their whole life trying to regain that kind of simplicity there, whatever that they had at the beginning.
That's something Tim Burton has done with his new film, Frankenweenie. Before we say goodbye, Burton autographs a copy of his art book. To Dashiell, he writes, keep on drawing. Mandalita El Barco, NPR News.